Idiyas, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Like we explained in the Psicha to the first Mishnah, the topics that we're going to be covering have nothing to do with topic. It has to do with the Baal HaShmua, the Edus of the Halacha that's being said. The first Halacha that we had in Mishnah Aleph is a Machlekes Shammai and Hillel. Of course, you'll notice that there are very few Machlekes in the Shas between Shammai and Hillel proper. The Deiros that are called the Zugois, the five Deiros that are mentioned in the first Perek in Avos, starting from Yoitz Miyazi and Yoitz Miyachron, there was one Machlokes in the first four Deiros. After Shmaya Vavtalya and their Talmidim were Hillel and Shammai, then there, because of persecutions and because of disruptions in Eretz Yisrael in the functioning of the Sanhedrin, there were more Machlokes that couldn't be clarified. There became then a fixed reality called Shammai and Hillel. Eventually, Shammai had a large body of Talmidim, Hillel had a large body of Talmidim, and the Machlokesin became more and more until there were hundreds of Machlokesin, again, in small details, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Mishnayos that we're recording now, that we're saying over the Eduyos that was said in Yavne, are between Shammai and Hillel. The second Mishnah as well, that's the Kesh, even though now we're going into Maseches Challah. Shammai Oimim Mikav L'Challah. Let's understand. The Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk in Pasha Shlach, right after Chet Meraglim, Perek Tezvov in Bamidbar, V'hoyo ba'achol chichem milechem ha'oretz, tarimu truma la'ashem, when you eat from the lechem of Eretz Yisrael, you should be mafrish truma la'ashem. This is not the regular truma that's taken off when the wheat, when the produce is in the barn, after Gemar Malacha. After the whole process of hafroshos, and after Zaira and Dosh, and it's turned into flour, and it's sifted, and it's turned into a dough that's ready to be to become bread, there's another shame tevel that's chal on an Isa in Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Reishis Arisa Seichem, the first of the dough, to chalo terimu truma. The word chala means something that's uplifted, something that's unique. It's given to a kohen. It has a din of truma. All the din of achilas truma are on achilas challah as well. The challah that we mafish bizman hazeh, it's a question whether challah has to be hufrash in chutz laaretz. Is it midrais? Is it midrabanan? Vinishvi, it certainly can't be eaten by a kohen because it has to be eaten by tara. We don't have tara bizman hazeh. We don't have a parah aduma. So here the shayla is, and this is a famous shayla that's nageh in every good Jewish kitchen when they're baking challah. How much of a dough do you need in order to become mechuyev? The Torah gives us instructions. The Torah calls this reishis arisei sechem chala tarimu truma. The Torah uses the terminology reishis, a bit a hafrosha arisei sechem from your dough. What's your dough? This is the amount of an isa. This is the way Chazal darshan it from what was commonly had in the midbar. What did the Eden have in the midbar? What did they eat? There was no grain. There was no tefuah. They ate mon. So the amount of the mon will tell us what the dough is, hamuchuyev es challah. And this is the famous shayla that the size that we're now going to describe, depending on machlokes in between the Chazon Ish and other poskim and how to measure a kezayis and a kebetz and so on, will determine whether you could be mafish challah. And the women try to take from the bigger amount. This way they can be mafish chala with a bracha. If it's a suffix, suffix brachas lahakul. So here's the shir in the essential din of chala, how much of an isa you have to have. The words of Shammai are very bekitza, mikav l'chala, and hil oime mikabayim. Let's understand. How big was the shir of the mon? We wouldn't know, except that the Torah at the end of Parshas Hamon, in Parshas Bishalach, calls it oime lagul goylis. An oimer is a certain amount, lagugailos for each head. How much is that amount of an oimer? The pasuk over there says that the oimer of an oimer asiris or eifahi. It's a tenth of an eifah. How big is an eifah? So let's do a little bit math and let's do a little bit measurements of terminology that come from the Torah. An eifah is three soim. A saw has six kabim, which means that an eifah has 18 kavim. Each kav has 4 lugin. 18 times 4 is 72. So there are 72 lugim in an eifa, which means that 7.2 asiris or eifa is 7.2 lugim. If you want to remember this, because it's certainly confusing, the simon that they taught us when we were young is askeleib gudoy. Askeleib aleph samach kuf lamed beis is a Rosh Tevis for eifa, so kav, lug, and beitza. There are four numbers, gudoy. Those four are the ratio between the two. The gimel is between the aleph and the, write it out. Askeleib is five letters. Between each two letters, write out gimel, vov, dalet, vov. The three is the ratio between the eifa and the so. The ratio between the so and the kuf, between the kav, is six, the vov. The dalet is the ratio between the kav and the lug. And the lug to the beitza will be another vav, will be another six. Now, there's a different idea that we have to introduce. When we compute 7.2 lugim, so the measurement that we just described, which is in the pasuk when Klai Yisrael was in the midbar, is called midois midbarios. That was the midah b'shas matan Torah. And there's a Kabbalah from Chazal that the midois that we measure with, that are referred to all over in Chazal, Amidos Yerushalmiyos, this is called Yerushalmi, even though Betzim started when Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. At that point, they weren't in Yerushalayim, but it's called Midos Yerushalmiyos. We shrink by a fifth. Not a fifth as we take off a fifth, but the lower number is going, a one-fifth of that is going to be the bigger number, which is what we call Chamishis Malabal. I'll give an example, it's a little bit complicated. If we take the number 6, if there were 6 kavin that were midbarios, the midah Yerushalmiyos are bigger. The shrinking over here is in the number, because the midah, the kav got bigger, the lug got bigger, and therefore what was formerly called 6 lugin in midois midbarios is now 5 in midois Yerushalmiyos. Now, when we have 7.2 lugim, so the 6 turned to 5, we have 1.2. 7.2 means after the 6 is another 1.2. That 1.2 is 6 fifths. 6 turns into 5. So it turned into 1. 6 fifths, 1.2, turns into 1 lug. So 1 lug from the 1.2, 5 from the 6. We have a grand total of 6 lugin. That's how much is mechuyev. 6 lugin, like we said, since a kav has 4 lugin, so when we say 6 lugin, we're talking about a kav v'mechza. Now, what we just did was we explained really the shita l'chachomim. Read the Mishnah again. Shamay oimim mikav l'chalo, a kav, hil oimim mikabayim. We just made a chesh mikav v'mechza. And that's really the third shita over here. Chachomim oimim loike divizeh v'loike divizeh, something in the between. Hel a kav u'mechza chayov m'chalo, we just chesh that out. Mishigdilu hamidos omru chameshes revoim chayovim. This mishigdilu midos is not what we just described when it went from midbarios to Yerushalmiyos. This is it went from midbarios, and after Churban Bayis Sheni, when Klal Yisrael moved from the main area, which was around Yerushalayim, what we would call Yehuda, moved further north into the Galil, and you find that the Tanoim lived mostly in the area Tzipori and Tverya v'chulei. Rabbeinu Hakadosh lived there. The later Tanoim, that's where they're buried. When you want to go today to Eretz Yisrael, you go over there. So when the Merkaz Yishuv HaYehudi switched to Tzipori, which is where Rabbeinu HaKadosh lived, over there they took 5 Yerushalmiyos, or they took 6 Lugin Yerushalmiyim, and they turned that into 5 Lugin Tzipoyrim. They stretched the Lug HaTzipoyri, and now the number is 5 instead of 6, and that's what we call Chamesh Revoi HaKav. Instead of being one and a half kavin, it's going to be 1 5/4 is 1 1/4. That's how much they stretch it. So that's the final measure in midos tzipoyrios is 1.25 of kavin lefi those midos. Now going back to Hillel and Shammai, we explained it so well. So what do they hold? So first of all, they don't learn asiris or eifa the way we learned that an eifa is 72, 1/10 of that is 7.2, shrink that to 6. And so on. They have a higher measurement. It's called the Asiyus Eifa is Milabar Veloy Milagav. The first one are a little bit sosum what the Havana of Shammai and Hillel is. And they hold that Lamaisa, when you're going to make the Asiris, the tenth over here, is going to be not of 7.2, but it's going to be not a share of a Kavu Mechza, which is 6 Lugin, but it's going to be 4 Lugin. It's going to be less. It's going to be a Kav. The specific, that's their reading of Asiris Eifa, but the specific Machlekes between Shammai and Hillel is how to teach the word in the Torah called Reishis Arisoi Sechem. Arisoi Sechem is Mashmal Loshen Rabim, your does. So one way to say it, this is the way Shammai held, is that it has to be 2 does. The stubber is because what came down with the mon was enough to eat in the morning and at night. So it's 2 does. So in order to be Chayiv and Chal, it has to be 2 full amounts of a Kav, and that's where he gets the number Kabayim from. Except that's 2 isoy, so you divide that in half, and that's where he got the shear mikav lechalo. Who holds no? Arisa sechem doesn't mean it's double, and then you have to half it. It's double, not the amount is double. Arisa sechem refers to klal Yisrael, all of your doughs. So we're really talking about a kav, and then mele the shear of asiris o'efo is kabayim. Says the machlok is only whether Arisa Sechem is a double measure, and then the amount of Asir Sefer should be halved, and then it would be only a kav. Or we say no, that the Torah is saying Reish Arisa Sechem, it's one amount, and that one amount is a full Asir Sefer, the way we explained the Psukim and Pashas B'Shalach, and then the amount is Kabayim. The share that we pass Kalmais, of course, is the share of the Chachom. Reb Yossi Oimer, Chamisha Pturim, he's talking about the bigger measurement of 5 quarters, 1.25, like we said, of Midas Tziporim. It has to be a drop more. He's, what he's saying is one basic point. His Va'oid over here, again, Sosom in the Mishnah, this was his Lashon, Chamisha Va'oid, 5/4, which is the share the way we explained it, but it has to be 1/20 bigger. He holds that the Shi'urim of Loig and translates into Beitza. The last measurement that we put in Askaleb Gudoy is the loig to the Beitza. And there's 6 Beitzim in a loig, but the size of the Beitzim of the Midbar were bigger. So Mamela Kefi, the Beitzim of Rabbi Yossi's times, the Beitzim that are described in the Shiurim of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai are going to be greater. So the V'oid means you have to add 1/20 for the size of the Beitzim, and that becomes the Shiur. So he's not being chelik in the etzim size, except that he says that the size has to expand to fit the beitzim in order to be an accurate reflection of what the shear is. See, he adds 1/20 on to that. The Rav brings out the end, a Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, where the Rambam says that he has a mesoris. How much is the amount? And he measures it in silver. HaRambam izen v'chike v'tikin u'bodak u'motza shemishkol chamesh meis v'esim dram 520 of dram of kemach, we don't know what a dram is, some type of Arabic measure. Shir ha-kemach ha-chayv b'chalo. And then he adds, u-mishkol ha-dram yadu b'mitzrayim, shu-mishkol shishim ve-echot gargir yesoyiz b'kor. And they put this into ounces and pounds, and because of this, there's a machlokes, how much silver you need for pidyon ha-ben, and how much silver coins are ksubas isha, and many other machlokes of this type that are totally in this thing. We'll finish with that.